Hey, baby. It took you so long. I had time to get all your bras in the wash and everything. You're not supposed to stay in the bath that long without me. I was almost ready to get jealous. You weren't using the special bubble bath, were you? No, I know. Actually, it's all right if you were. It's not fair that you didn't even get a minute to spare last weekend. A nice hot soak is the least you deserve after working the last 2 weekends straight. I hope it can really do you some good. I'm sorry I can't give you another whole week off to rest and do that every night. But anyway, at least we've got a weekend to ourselves. That's a good start. Ready for dinner? Well, come on then. I've been dying for something to eat since you got home. How's this? Do you like it? What do you mean? What does it look like? I told you I was getting dinner ready. I just didn't say where. What's wrong with a blanket on the floor? Okay, yes, I know the living room isn't the usual spot for a picnic. But and it's a long way from our first date in the park. That wasn't in the middle of a blizzard, for one thing. But the beauty of this picnic is we don't have a cheap cooler of snacks and sandwiches. There's fresh risotto on the stove. I have a nice Merlot chilling over there on the windowsill. No trees and no sunshine, but at least we won't be surrounded by screaming kids and eaten by bugs. And there just might be some of your favorite pie for dessert. Yes, I know we talked about going back there on our anniversary, and yes, we still should. But you know that's months away, and it's been so shitty out there all week, and I'm just about fed up with snow already. And we've both been running nonstop to work and all over the place and just everything. And most importantly, it doesn't need to be a particular day or anniversary to remind you that I love you. So get over there and get comfortable, Missy. That's better. Just face away from the window. Forget how much it's snowing. It's nice and cozy in here with the fire going. You can just sit back against the couch, and I have another blanket to warm us up right here. All right. Where do we start? Strawberries? See, some things are still the same. I definitely remember we had some of those to snack on that day. But I didn't quite get to feed them to you like this. Wait, you left a little juice on my finger there. You have one for me? All right, don't mind if I do. Oh, I got a little messy too. Clumsy me. You'd better help. Thank you. So, did you actually think about this? That first afternoon when we were in the park, that is? Did you think about sharing the food like this? Serving each other? I mean, I did. Strawberries are sexy, right? The whole time we were eating, I wanted to be the one putting things in your mouth. I felt like it would have been cute. I was too nervous at the time. I had no idea what you might have wanted. It's strange to think about now, huh? Want another? Open up. Oh, I just love how you do that. But you haven't had anything to drink yet. You finally have time to really relax now that you're out of work. What are you waiting for? Let me get those glasses. In fact, that fire is making me nice and toasty already. I think I'm getting a little hot for this shirt. Yes, it's your fault. Why not get nice and comfortable too? Too bad we couldn't hang out like this in the park, huh? I do love being out in the sun. But this feels really nice here. Oh, the fire is fantastic. Oh, here's your Merlot.
Oh my God, you remember how you brought that wine that first time and I didn't even want to try it? My taste has changed so much, hasn't it? Back then, if it wasn't a beer, I had no idea what to do. Oh, and you had that awful cheap corner store stuff too. How did we ever think that was so good? No, actually, I didn't even think it was any good. Not at first. Really? You thought I was just acting silly and making funny faces? No, it was because I didn't like it at all. I got used to it, sure, but it took time. Fortunately, we both ended up learning a thing or two about good taste eventually. Well, I mean, to be honest, I couldn't believe such a gorgeous girl actually wanted to hang out with me. So I wanted to try and be a little sophisticated. I know, but I'm dead serious. I thought you were way too classy for me, but I mean, right away, I still knew I wanted to get closer to you. If you were into something, then I was at least going to give it a chance. It's so weird to remember what things were like, isn't it? That was a whole different person you met back then. I mean, who knows? I might have developed some of those tastes on my own, some other way. But there are just so many things that are special because we discovered them together. All right, I'm getting cheesy now. I'm blaming the wine. Or better yet, I'll blame you. You and your pretty face. And your beautiful eyes. And that super hot body you're hiding under that oversized t-shirt. Yeah, you say it's just for comfort, but you know that wet hair and sweatpants look just drives me crazy. Come here. Oh, those hands. Funny, I thought I felt hot, but now I seem to be getting goosebumps. Oh, okay, yes. Maybe I was trying to distract you. I wanted to see what you'd choose, me or the strawberries. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's good. Hey, two can play at that game. Luckily, you didn't need to put on a bra before coming down here. Then all I need to do is. Yes, let's get that out of the way. You know what? Suddenly I'm really hungry. Let's just get everything else out of the way while we're at yes. Good. You didn't need those sweatpants for now anyway. My back there. Yes, I know. Dinner's coming. I'm hungry too. I'll just eat my appetizer beforehand. First that neck. That chest. Those tasty nipples. No, don't worry about me. It's my turn to take care of you. I want to do my best. You do so much. You deserve it. Right there. How's this? This is one taste I never had to get used to. I always loved it from the start. This is better than the wine. yeah, even the good stuff. Good so far? Well, you sound like it. I sure hope so. I'm so glad. You're delicious. I could do this all night. Ready? Come for me, baby. Come like that. Oh, yeah. Oh. It tastes so good. What do you mean enough? I wasn't done. Well, I want more. All right. Maybe later. We've got all night and all weekend. All right. Can you sit up? Just get settled there. All right. Where are those glasses? Here's yours. Let's take a minute to finish these, and then I'll top you up and go bring the plates over. And then, I don't know. It's your picnic. What next? You'll have to let me know what else you need. Oh, I like that idea. Okay, that'll be next on the list. Like I said, we've got all night. Whatever you want. I love you. I'm sorry we don't get this chance often enough, but I want to always make you feel this good, as much as I can. That's right. Yes. Always. Always.